Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Happy Year of the Dragon. We want to talk about that for the next couple of minutes. And we've invited our good friend Cheryl Wu Dunn, who's the author with her husband Nicholas Kristof at the New York Times of China Wakes, The Struggle for the Soul of a Rising Power. She's a business executive working in China. Cheryl Wu Dunn, good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning to you.
And it's the Year of the Dragon this year. And, you know, aside from being a kid at heart and loving dragons more than, say, monkeys and some of the other characters in the Chinese zodiac, what is significant about this auspicious dragon symbol in the zodiac and beginning this year?
The Year of the Dragon carries a special allure because it is the only one of the lunar zodiac animals that is mythical. So it carries a sense of being mythical and magical. It's very auspicious, full of promise for prosperity and good luck and lots of optimism.
So that would be optimism for, say, Barack Obama, or more the Chinese economy based on where the world
well,
is going?
Actually, optimism on all fronts, particularly for the Chinese economy. The Chinese care a lot about prosperity. For China, as well as for Barack Obama, 2012 is a very special year. There are many things about to change. It's a year of transition for leadership on the communist front, the party front, as well as the government front, as well as the military front. So it's a year full of a lot of transition. There could be spectacular success. But the other thing about it being the Year of the Dragon is that there is a lot of unpredictability with a dragon. So it could be filled with potential failure as well.
And looking back in history, and we only have 2 minutes or so, you could go quite a ways back in the Chinese history. When have Year of the Dragons been particularly significant?
Well, not only is this the Year of the Dragon, but it's also the Year of the Water Dragon, and that happens only once every 60 years. The last time this happened was 1952, that year there were a lot of very special events. One in particular was that Queen Elizabeth II took on the throne, and that was the beginning of a very long reign. But it was also a year when the U.S. introduced the hydrogen bomb and the B-52 bomber.
And those things certainly changed the world. And
yeah, they did, didn't they?
I mean, for good or ill. How do people in China view this Year of the Dragon? I mean, one of the things I love about Chinese astrology is that you can do things to enhance your luck, enhance the auspiciousness of the day. You don't just sort of sit there and take it. You can actually do things to compound or leverage your luck. What kinds of things are people doing?
Well, the first thing they are trying to do is many couples will try and have their child born in the Year of the Dragon. Everybody wants to have a kid born in the Year of the Dragon because it's a symbol of leadership. It's a symbol of a very powerful, of a lot of power. So they want their kid to be a born leader, to be someone special. The dragon is a mix of all the best parts of animals, the tail of a scorpion, the flexibility of a snake, the head of a lion, the speed of a phoenix. So,
And water dragon is even an additional bonus there. That's
very,
that's great.
Very special.
Well,
yes,
Cheryl,
yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Cheryl Wu Dunn, author of China Wakes, along with Nicholas Kristof, The Struggle for the Soul of a Rising Power, talking about the Year of the Dragon, actually the water dragon, an auspicious moment in history. Thanks so much.